love, kindness, human connection. These are some of the things we talk about on the Danny Painter Show. It's a thing. This show is intended for a more mature audience. We might sometimes say bad words. This week on the Danny Painter Show, I'm joined by the two incredible human beings behind the Acting Up podcast on XOTV, Malik Barnard and Cisco Reyes.
Ah, yes.
Yay! Yes, I can.
What's going on?
Hello. Good morning, guys.
How you doing?
Good morning.
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. You know, just a nice early Saturday morning here in California.
Sorry.
Yeah, you got us up early. I need my shade. Wow.
I'm sorry. I know, but it's like if not you, then me, and I'd rather it you than me.
I hear that. Yeah. What time is it over there? What time is it?
It is now 7:05 in the afternoon. In the evening.
Oh, wow. And where? Lovely Sydney?
No. South Africa. Right?
South Africa.
Oh, wow. Johannesburg?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. We should have went down there in person, man.
Yeah. Why didn't we have this down there?
Because apparently we have a rare strain of COVID called the South African strain, and you don't want to be getting that.
Oh, no.
True. Yeah. we got our own strain over here called COVID-45.
So you also have a lot of other shit happening over there. So I think it's just
it's crazy
there.
Right now.
Well, dude, that's why I called it COVID 45, the 45th president. He's the other strain. He's the other pandemic.
You guys, like we've been watching between Fox News and CNN so that we have an unbiased view of the news, as unbiased as we possibly can. But holy shit, it feels like America is burning at this point.
Right. And you know what? I do the exact same thing that you just said. And it's the different perspectives are crazy. It's like the most delusional people in the world on Fox. I'm sorry. But there are some that are coming around, you know.
As you can see, Cisco is an avid Trump supporter.
Oh, yeah, right.
Completely get that. Anyway, so welcome to the Joe and Danny Show. We are minus Joe today. So just gonna be the Danny Show. But thank you guys for getting up early and coming to hang out with me.
Where's Joe?
Joe is busy recording an album.
Oh, he's busy.
Excuse me. Oh, I didn't get to sip no tea. I should have made some tea.
So he does,
that's great.
Sorry, but he is planning to come to America. And if he was on the podcast with us, he would tell you that he wants to come and he wants to meet you and he wants to go have drinks with you guys.
Oh, that's what's up. We'll have him right on the show, sitting here getting drunk.
Right.
That would be me. I'm the one who sits here and gets drunk.
Was that a wine glass?
Yeah, South Africa, that is a wine glass.
Oh, wow.
Love it.
I like that. I
love it.
Okay, so on the show, Cisco Reyes and Malik Barnard from the Acting Up podcast on XOTV. Guys, firstly, I am actually a fan. I consume your podcast and I really fucking love it. Malik, you are one of the best storytellers I think I've ever listened to. I would put you in the same kind of range as Billy Connolly. You are fucking great.
Oh, wow. Yeah, we got a few stories.
We got a bunch of stories.
Do you guys prepare? Like, do you prepare? Because it feels like you're doing it off the cuff. But I'd like to think that you, like, have a thing that you've planned and you go in with, like, an idea of what you're doing.
Oh, my God.
I like to think that we prepare sometimes. Like, we prepare kind of like, all right, we should talk about this. We should talk about that. But, you know, we try to have some kind of format. But once they say, our cameraman says action, it kind of just all goes out the window.
Right. So it's like translation, maybe 5 minutes before when we sitting here, we'll say, yo, what do we want to talk about?
Right.
Well, no, we're going to get that together. We're going to work that out.
No, don't change it. It's great. Your show is great. The energy between the two of you and the way you like give each other minor shit all the time is it's awesome. Minor. I love it.
You should see what it happens off camera. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
One time we argued till 5 a.m. I mean, going back and forth. Oh, wow. Yeah.
Okay, so back to the beginning, acting a podcast. You guys obviously have a really great relationship on and off. How did you meet? Where did you find each other?
You know, we actually have two different accounts.
I want them both. I would like them both, please.
You want to go first? Well, first.
The only thing I really remember is I went to this house. It was like this look, like mini mansion in the Hollywood Hills. And it was a lot of people there, you know, a great view. And there was this guy. He was like, yeah, we're waiting for Cisco to come from the airport. This is his crib. We're waiting for Cisco. I'm like, who the hell is Cisco? They took maybe Drew Hill Cisco. I was like, all right, well, I'm waiting. So I'm there. It was nice. Cisco pulls up like they surround him. It's like his place. I'm like, I know that little mother. And that's how I remember it. But I mean,
I don't even, I think Malik might be talking about my birthday, but I don't even remember him being there.
I snuck in.
That's a good birthday then. Great birthday. Like
I remember meeting Malik on a video set. And I believe Benny Boom was directing. It might've been like a, I don't know if it was Mobb Deep, like things were blowing up all over the place. And, you know, we were sitting in a car and Malik, I was in the backseat and Malik got in the backseat. He was like, hey, you know, he's like, oh yeah, this is my buddy Malik, this is Cisco. And he was like, yeah. And I was like, oh yeah. Hey, nice to meet you, buddy. Like he wasn't the friendliest guy that I can remember.
So. Now, you know what it is? See, I'm a Jersey guy, right? So you know, on base, we're really not that friendly. Like as far as like just talking about like, hey, how you doing? What's going on today?
Hey, cool.
We don't really do the chatter thing. And he was so jipper that it kind of threw me off. So, you know what I mean? I kind of remember that, but I think that we really don't know how we met. All we know is that we're here now, 20 years later.
Right. Wow.
Yeah, been on each other for 20 years.
We've definitely been on the same set filming. You know, we've been at all the same events, the same red carpet, the, you know, just like two ships passing in the night. And then, you know, at some point we became really tight.
Yeah, we started getting each other jobs, you know, acting gigs and stuff like that. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
and just, you know, and just moving and shaking, because, you know, when you're out here from another place in LA, when you don't have family, you don't have like established friends that you moved out here with, like, hey, we're going to move to California together. You know, it's, you know, and we've seen a lot of people come and go that are from Jersey, from New York, from other places that we have been great friends with.
Right.
You know, I like to say we're not necessarily the last of the Mohegans, but we're definitely like getting close to it, that have stuck it out, persevered, you know, through the determination that, you know, we're not going anywhere. And, you know, Malik hit me probably about a couple of years ago and was like, yo, we should start a podcast. And I'm like, are those things like making money, or is it like what's up with it? He's like, man, we should start a podcast. I was like, all right. I was like, let me start looking into it. And, you know, probably a year later, we actually started it, you know, but
then the pandemic hit.
Then the pandemic hit. But here's everybody
something,
started one.
Here's something you need to know about Cisco. See, I met with what I remember is that party. But if you know Cisco, you know he is the party man. His crib, it was like a college dorm, you know, for grownups. You know what I mean? So you know what I mean? But at the end of the day, he was the party man. He got about 2,500 numbers and active numbers in his phone. This guy is connected. Okay. This is the guy. You want a party? You can throw it.
I like to throw a good party.
Okay. So when the pandemic is over, I like to attend a good party, and I would love to come and party with you too, because I feel like it is going to be messy, which is great.
Yes. It at the end of the day, it is very messy. It's a lot of fun. It's like a straight up New York style house party. You know, I could do the club thing, but I'd rather just do it at home and where people feel comfortable to be themselves. And, have a good time. No, nobody's standing against the wall girls are be like, who's she? Matter of fact, they become best friends. And I'm like, damn, man, I can't invite you guys. You guys are friends now. I'm not.
Okay, so Acting Up podcast happened, and it's doing really, really well. And it's really, really great. If you haven't seen it, you have to watch it. But I wanted to know, how do you decide what you're going to do? Like, how do you go from being friends to talking about a podcast to going, okay, this is the podcast, this is what we want to do, and this is how we're going to do it?
Well, a lot of in-house fighting back and forth. What about my idea? What about my idea? Well, what? All right, well, look, we got to compromise here and there. But the cool thing about us is that I think the reason why we kind of go off cuff, that's the artist, that's the actor in us. You know, we like to ad lib a lot. Like, we'll have a guest here, we're just throwing a camera, we'll just start, you know, playing the dozens, you know. And I think that's the uphill challenge. It's like a competitive challenge. And it's also, you know, challenging our courage, because what we've come to learn, especially myself, is that you have to continuously edit here when you're speaking to your audience, or else you can get jammed up really, really, really quick.
Cancel culture. I think Malik likes to walk the line of cancel culture every show.
Some of the shit you guys say, I get nervous for you. I'm not even gonna lie. There are some
of you guys. I'd be like, the thoughts of Acting Up podcast. But you know, well, we're both Sagittarius. So I'm December 1st and he's December 2nd. And so, you know, we definitely vibe on a lot of ideas. And even when we knock heads on ideas, we agree to disagree and just let it rock out. But I think what he said, going back to what he said, as far as the artist in us, we're, you know, at heart, we're artists. We're just not people that are trying to be actors. We've been doing this for a second. You know, I got a film degree. You know, he's a filmmaker. We're both actors. We like to create. And so when we came up with the podcast, we saw a void in podcasting where it's like, where's all the podcasts about, you know, acting, the film industry, the, you know, not just movie reviews? Because that's, I think at one point we were talking to a producer and she was trying to turn our show into like, you guys should review some movies, you guys should talk about this. And it felt like really Siskel and Ebert. And that's not us. And, you know, I mean, Siskel and Malik, you know, and we felt that there's a lack of truth telling too. When it comes to this industry, everybody likes to make it wants to make you think that everybody got discovered, that there's no ups and downs. There's no moments of being almost homeless and, you know, and that I just got discovered at the Starbucks. And now all of a sudden I was in this movie and here I am.
I never slept in my car. I took a shower at LA Fitness.
But these are the stories. This is great. These are the stories that we need to hear, because a lot of the stuff that we talk about on the Joe and Danny show is the no's that you get. Because I think people look at you two and they look at your IMDb, or you just Google you two and you guys are everywhere and you've done everything. And obviously, like you say, you're working in these circles with these massive names on red carpets, like around the world. You're living the dream. What I think we don't realize is that in order to get to this point, you've had a shit ton of no's said to you and doors slammed in your face. And you had to overcome every single one of those. And I feel like I want to talk a little bit about how you didn't let that get to you. Like when you were, Malik, when you were showering at the gym, was this when you were sleeping in your car or like almost losing your house? Was there ever a point where you were like, shit, maybe I should get a normal job? Like maybe this.
Well, let me correct that. I've never slept in my car, only when I wanted to, and I never showered at the gym. But this is a real thing. Yes. You know, I've been in situations where I didn't have money, I couldn't pay rent. I mean, of course, you know what I mean. But it didn't hit that. You know, I didn't hit that bottom. You know what I mean. And that's not necessarily a bottom, because at least you're motivated and you're showering and you're still moving. The people I'm talking about that did that have excelled far beyond, but there are people that are still doing it now.
Yeah.
Now, for me, you know, what I heard a couple of speeches, and one of them, a woman said, let no be your fuel to yes. And then I heard Morgan Freeman say, challenge, like I just said before, earlier, challenge your courage. You know, and these are the things, these are like the things I live by. Let no, when someone says no, give that, let that gas you up to go to the next, you know, and you keep doing it until you hear that yes. You know what I mean? And the other thing about it is when you appear to be up, you can still feel like you're at a bottom. I'll tell you a short story. I was on a Croisette. I had a big poster of myself on the Martinez Hotel. Yeah. And I was very, I was depressed. And I was walking down the Croisette. I was feeling sorry for myself. What the hell? I'm feeling sorry for myself, but I got some glory here. I'm getting flowers and I'm not even smelling them. And somebody approached me and he's like, yo, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. He was talking to me. He's like, yo, I'm a director in Italy. And all. I was just like, whatever. And he gave me his card. Long story short, 3 months later, I was in Milan for 4 weeks shooting a film. An Italian film. So you got to realize your blessings. It's a blessing to have a car to sleep in, to be able to go to the gym, because this is your no. This is your fuel to yes.
You got to have a membership just to go to the gym.
And you have to have a
so, you know what I mean?
I used to sneak in the gym.
Those are the kind of things that he's talking about. Mm-hmm. Like people miss the blessings in their life and they got their hands like this instead of like that to receive. And you know, like I said earlier, I've seen a lot of people come and go. Like Cisco, I'm going back home. I'm just gonna get a job and live with moms. And I'm like, nah, man. Like, yo, you really talented. Yo, don't go. You know, he's like, man, I can't pay rent. I'm like, yo, man, you just gotta have faith. And he's like, faith ain't paying the rent. Mm. And I said, hold up, it is though. That's the thing about faith. You just gotta keep it, because I've been at those times where I was like, okay, I have no idea where this money's coming from. It's getting closer to the first. Like, what am I going to do? And out of nowhere, by the grace of God, a check from, of all people, the IRS shows up, the U.S. Treasury, for like $2,500. Like, I, they definitely didn't owe me money, but do you think I wasn't going to cash that check? Because it had my name on it. You know what I mean? And it took care of everything that I needed. Plus, I was able to go home and see my family as a visit. Not as with my tail between my legs and my bags packed and saying I'm back, mm-hmm. You know, I mean, it's one thing. It's a blessing to have a family that supports you or at least gives you that encouragement, you know, and especially friends, too, that are around you to have that positive energy. Like, yo, just keep going, man. Just keep going, because that's the kind of stories we want to present to these to our audience. So if they're going mm-hmm. through that, you know, they'll keep on going, you know?
And not to cut you, but lastly, what I want to say on that is you have to be a dreamer. You have to visualize yourself where you want to be. You have to have that dream. That's the motivation.
Yeah.
I did not think that you guys were going to be this inspiring. I'm not going to lie.
You know what's crazy is that we try to have these moments, but we end up having so much fun on the show, you know, going off each other's banter and stuff like that. And you'd be like, did we inspire? But then we think like our stories, no matter how funny they are, that's what you got to look at, the inspiration in that story. Mm-hmm. But, you know, sometimes it might get lost in translation throughout the comedy, you know, but you might have to just watch the show twice.
But I think that it lands because you guys are really real. You really are who you are. And it's so refreshing to see actors who want to be authentic to their following, because a lot of the time it's all about the smoke and the mirrors and I'm perfect and my life is amazing and right. I don't have a shit day and I don't cry. you guys talk about when Malik hit someone because he thought he was stealing your car. And like these are, I love that. That is my favorite story I think I've ever heard. That is a great story. I would like to know, have you paid him? What did the audience say? Did you have to pay him the money?
Well, I'll tell you like this. This is all I can say right now. There is a part three to this story, and we're going to give it, we're going to share it on the show. And,
there actually might be, well, I would consider that maybe the part four. If you want to see part two and three, on our Instagram and watch the guy. Actually, Malik has ran into this guy twice. In two different, separate occasions, in two different shopping grocery stores, and he was stalking. He's stalking Malik. He's stalking him, and Malik got him on phone, and he just chasing Malik down in the store. You're a savage. This guy is a savage. You have to go on our Instagram, Acting Up Podcast, and you can see the guy. This whole situation, like the aftermath. But this guy just won't. He refused to leave Malik alone. It's like, you think after getting beat up by a guy like this,
you know what I mean? Wait a minute.
that you'd be like, I'm staying as far away as possible. Nah, this guy is glutton for punishment. Maybe it's the English in him. I don't know.
What? Wait a minute.
British. Oh, we love Brits. We love Brits. But hey,
guys. Oh my God, you guys are so problematic. It's great. No, but listen.
But that's what, he's a Brit, right?
I don't know exactly where he's from, but he has an accent. Okay. An English accent.
An English one.
Maybe, yes. He did it like, before you beat him up.
if you haven't seen this episode, it is on the Acting Up podcast on EXO TV. You have to go and watch this episode. It's the funniest shit you will ever listen to. Malik tells the best stories. You have to watch it. It's great. And then go to the Instagram as well. But I wanted to just talk to you a little bit about discipline, because you guys, as much as you have fun, you're still actors. And I find actors to be some of the most disciplined people I've ever met, because you have to have mind, body, soul together, ready to go at any time and like immerse yourself in things. So I wanted to talk a little bit around discipline and how that helps you in your life and your career. And what are the practices that you have?
Well, I definitely use a lot of life experiences to be able to have an arsenal, you know, ammunition in the back pocket, whether that's to be able to cry on cue or to, you know, come up with something crazy or improv with Tom Sizemore, you know what I mean, for a whole movie, you know, which is crazy. And, you know, it's like, you got to use those life experiences. You got to also have that focus. You got to have I hate saying an end goal, because there's no end. You know, I want to be Morgan Freeman, old as dirt. No, he's not old. He's not old. But I want to be that, you know, on screen in my 70s, 80s, still putting it in, you know. But you got to have, it's the longevity. I think a lot of people want this stuff to happen overnight. And once you bring yourself to reality that it's not, and how long do you want to be in this business for? And how good do you want to be? Because that's the only way you're going to be in this business for long. Because if you're just saying, you know what? I'm good. They say I'm good. So I'm not going to take class. I'm not going to study my craft. I'm not going to take this too serious, you know, but you have to, because, you know, practice makes perfect. And you never know when this stuff changes overnight. You can just get that phone call and be like, hey, man, saw you in something. Or like how Malik said, he was down on his luck in Cannes Film Festival. Poster on the side of the major hotel.
Not down on my luck, feeling sorry for myself.
Well, yeah, same thing. And well, because you're down on your luck, you're down on your spirit. You know what I mean? Feeling sorry for yourself, you know, but with no reason. You know, meanwhile, I'm down the street riding scooters like, oh, my gosh, there goes the movie. I was probably riding by Malik while he's like, nobody knows. And I'm like, there it goes up there. <You know? laughs> I mean, we hung out in Cannes, and then there was moments where I'd be like, Malik would just show. I'd be like, where you been? He's like, don't worry about that. And I'd be like, well, I just got finished walking with Roberto Cavalli by his yacht. He was on a you know, he was on a scooter. And I was like,
you stupid, yo. You went all the way. See, you know what I mean? He's all winded. Don't worry. He's good. You know, one of the forms that was funny, one of the forms of discipline that I practice. Okay, I'll just take being on set, right? Because what people don't understand is acting is hard. Mm. It really is a skill. And, you know, you could get lost on set because set can be so much fun. You see your favorite people. Oh, that's my man. Oh, shorty right there. She got a, you know, all this stuff. You know, I mean, I didn't mean it like that, but you know what I mean? Like, you seeing your people, you're having a great time. People are doing things. You know, you might have a drink, you know, whatever. You get relaxed. And that could be a big mistake. I'll indulge and then I'll disappear because I want to focus on what I have to do, what I have to say, the words. I want to see the words mentally. And then I shouldn't say this, but I'll say it. And then I might want to test the curveball because the biggest, when you're a comfortable actor, even when you're not comfortable, because I did it once in my first film, 8 Mile, I was an extra. I wanted this role, Papa Doc. I auditioned for the role. They loved me. I thought I had the role. I was like about to spend money and like just have a great time. But then the director decided to go a different way. And he hired Anthony Mackie. But then they liked my look, so they kept me. And they made me an extra. I was feeling so comfortable because I was hanging out with, you know, I was there with my friend Mekhi Pfeiffer. He brought me along, you know. So I was there with Mekhi. Mekhi's Mekhi Pfeiffer. We would get invited to Eminem's house and we played, all of us did. And we have a good time, a great time. So I felt comfortable. I felt like they were my peers, even though I had I'm not gonna say education. I had no real experience being on a set before, but I did go to acting schools and stuff like that. So what happened was when we were in the scene, I felt dead air at some point in the scene with Eminem. So I took it upon myself. I said, okay, the next take, I'm going to do this. And I was very nervous because you're talking about Curtis Hanson. It's a big production, $40 million, you know. So he's on the ground. I pushed him and I said, free world, motherfucker, you know. MF, or, you know, I don't know if you can curse on here, but I said, I see you at the battle tomorrow night, you little rabbit. I mean, you little blah, 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 whatever. And then they cut and Curtis Hanson in front of everybody, hundreds of people on set. He said, Malik, next time, don't say that. I shrank. You know what I mean? I was like so embarrassed. We did it again. He said, Malik, what did you say again? And then Eminem chimed in and said, yeah, and then push me harder. So he helped me out. You know, so that was a time where I challenged my courage. And from that, I formed a discipline to go off, figure out the scene, kind of come up with something clever, putting my signature on my work. You know what I mean? I know that unless it's television, because you have to stick to dialogue. But with movies, you can kind of go out the box as long as it means the same thing. But I always try to put my signature on it. So I create a discipline to disappear on set and kind of work it out, see the words and come to fucking take some play, you know, come to play, you know. And that's one of my forms of discipline.
When do you have a moment where you think for each of you that it was like, this is I'm in now. Like I've made it, I'm in. Because, like, 8 Mile is a pretty big fucking deal. But also, Cisco, you've done some pretty big fucking deals, too. So which one was – has there even been one where you're like, I'm in now. This is it.
You know what? Sometimes in the process, you feel like, I'm in. Like, this is going to be big. This is going to be big. This is going to be huge. And then, you know, once you rap and you start seeing, like – interviews with other cast, you're like, wait, that's the movie I did. I should be there. Wait, what's going on? You're like, oh. I guess it wasn't as big for me as it is for them. You know, so I mean, but that's the reality that we're living in. You know what I mean? Like, you know, you know, there was a big movie I did with a great cast. And I mean, the story basically revolved around my character. And, you know, when they came out with the poster, they're like, what do you think? And I'm like, I don't like it. They're like, why not? I'm like, I'm not on it. Like, what are you talking about? Like, why should I be excited about this right now? You know, I'm not on the poster. And then you got my sidekick on the poster because she was a girl, you know, and it was just like so many different things. I'm like, all right. And then, you know, regardless of being on the poster, that happens. You know, sometimes they might just have a poster. It's just some abstract stuff. So, you know, you got to live with that. But then when the movie comes out, you want it to be amazing, huge, and you want it to be great. But they dropped that same movie the same day as Star Trek, when they brought back the new Star Trek. It was a week after Wolverine. It was a week. The next week was Terminator. It was blockbuster season, you know. So that movie just got lost in the sauce, you know, thinking that, oh, well, it's an urban movie. Urban people will go out to watch it. Nah, they want to see Terminator, Transformers, and Wolverine too, you know. And it just, you know, but at the end of the day, when you do great work, it's all going to come back to you. So you always got to go into it thinking that this is going to be big. This is going to be big no matter what. Because if you go into something thinking that, you know, this ain't going to be no big deal, then you may not bring your A game. You got to always bring your A game and just believe that this is going to be the one. And I've done short films where I didn't even get paid. I thought nothing of it. But, you know, a casting director called me and was like, hey, you want to do this role? I was like, yeah, sure. You know, I told myself that I wouldn't turn down anything a couple years ago. And so I got like 30 short films and all this crazy stuff. And that short film ended up going to the Sundance Film Festival. Come to find out, it was Viola Davis's Juve Productions that produced it. Like, so many different people behind the scenes that were big were involved in it, that little film, you know, did so much from the different connections that I made from it. So, you know, you just, you got to always take everything serious. You got to always just think that hopefully this will be it. And, you know, just bring that A game no matter what.
I think Cisco has a gripe. the other thing I wanted to say was, I would normally answer that question by saying, you know, man, I'm trying to make it. I'm trying to make it. We had a guest on this show. His name is Wavy Jones. He played Notorious B.I.G. In a TV series. He said this one thing and it really changed my outlook. He said, we're not trying to make it. We are making it.
Yeah.
We already made it. We are making it. When we were on the Quasette and they said, Cisco Reyes, Malik Banhad, when we were on the red carpet, there are A-list celebrities that haven't done that yet. Right. You know, and we had the opportunity to have that experience, you know. So have we made it? Yes. Are we still trying to make the gumbo pot, you know? Yes.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yes. It's a constant yes, because you're as good as your last thing, you know what I mean? And so we constantly moving forward. You know, I think my biggest pet peeve is when somebody come up to me and say, what do you got? What you got next? And then you might say something. They say, then what's next? You know, it's like, hold on a second. You know what I mean? Yeah.
I mean, because you could do a film and it won't come out for like 5 years. Like, matter of fact, the same film that we're talking about that went to the Cannes Film Fest 2 years in a row. It went 2 years in a row. Right. It brought us to all over France, but it took 5 years to finish. Or, you know, so, you know, you just, and some people throughout that process actually dropped out of the film. Like, this film will never get done. Yeah, Cannes, right. You guys will never go to Cannes with this film. Like, you know, because you got a French director who can't be over here all the time. And, you know, so you just had to be loyal and be like, you know what? Hey, I'm coming back. All right, cool. Let's do this. You know, and finally, when it was all said and done, but he, at the beginning of the film, when I first met him, he was like, Cisco, this is going to go to Cannes Film Festival. You watch. We will be in Cannes. We will be all over the Palais.
I love his French accent.
You got to do your best Pepe Le Pew. And he was right. You know, we made it out there and we had an amazing time. And, you know, it was probably a lifetime experience that, I mean, I'm sure I can speak. Sure. Both of us will never forget, you know.
You said something earlier that really resonated with me, because I think I'm currently struggling with exactly that. When you do this great project and you think that you're actually more than you were, and then you, like you said, you see other people doing press for it, or other people are on the poster, or other people are being celebrated. How do you check yourselves in that moment and not let that snowball into negative thinking and negative emotion?
Well, I think it's a learning experience.
I will start I'm telling you now, I will start to hate people because of that. So please impart some of your wisdom on me.
I mean, it's very unfair. You know, I've been in movies where I didn't get promoted at all. I'm in a movie now where, you know, I'm not getting promoted, but you can't unsee the movie and not see me. So, and then I started to say, I was upset, but then I started to say, okay, this is business. We got to put, you know, this numbers in the seat. You think all of that stuff. But then I also think about, like, damn, man, I'm almost at 50 movies. I mean, it should be a respect thing at some point, you know? So at the end of the day, I play the game. Sometimes I play the game, because when I go outside the box and not play the game, that's more damaging than not. You know, if I get upset or the veins come up here, I get these veins, they come up and I, you know, the back goes, I don't know. It's weird. And when that happens, then, you know, the talking starts, you can lose jobs from that. So
right.
You have to learn to humble down, humble yourself.
Yeah. It's like even the project I was speaking about, it was one of the producers that, you know, that I was good friends with, that, you know, he said, oh, I'm going to email you the poster. And so when he did that, and he's like, call me back after you look at it. I didn't call him back. And so he calls me back 15 minutes. He's like, did you see it? I was like, yeah, you know. And then that's when we had that conversation. I'm like, this shit sucks. I'm like, I'm not in it. And, blah, blah, blah. And you know, because one, I thought that we were cool. You know, I mean, there was a, I almost felt like he was throwing it in my face, but he wasn't. And I had to, it took a while for me to understand that even him as a producer has no control when the studio gets a hold of it. Mm. When the studio gets a hold of it, it's a machine. And they're doing whatever's best that they're going to think is for the success of that movie, to make their money back and to make more money, mm-hmm. you know? And I looked at it as like a slap in the face from my buddy who was on this film, that, and like, hey, look at this poster, who, you know, like, oh, isn't it great? No, it's not. And, you know, so it like Malik said, it is a learning experience. You gotta kind of go through it. You gotta you might end up, you know, me and him, we cool, but we don't really, you know, he's not calling me for no jobs, you know.
But, he's doing big jobs.
But, you know, at the end of the day, you really gotta just, you know, humble yourself, and you got to take matters into your own hands. That's one thing that I learned. I was like, okay, they're not promoting me. Who says that I can't promote myself? You know, everybody doesn't want to be this shameless self-promoter, but you know what? You got to strike where the pan is hot, especially out here. And if you let that moment pass where you're in something big, and, you know, so I'll take my, when I'm on the red carpet, yeah, I got this, boom, boom, boom. You check it out. You know, I'll go on social media. Hey, make sure you guys check this out, you know, and you got to do that for yourself, because you are your product. You know what I mean? You're your commodity. So when we're acting, all we have is ourselves. So when it comes to promotion and this movie and this and that, you've got to take matters into your own hand, or you're going to miss a moment in time that, like, damn, man, I should have did something. I should have did something, you know, instead of counting on the studio PR to call you, or, you know, people to be knocking on your door. Hey, I heard you got a movie. Nah, you got to go out there and pound the pavement just as hard after you did the movie than you did before to get it.
Yeah. And you know what? I have to learn that for myself, because sometimes I might stay in a hotel drinking whiskey. Like, am I Dean Martin or some shit? You know, he used to just like stay in his hotel and drink, and they all downstairs having a good time. And like, I'll be like, yeah, they over there. They on the red carpet, because I do get a little shy, because I used to play it. Well, I still do. Well, now it's new technology. You have to promote yourself. I really was never into that. I would like to surprise people. Ha, surprise. You know what right. I mean? I'm on a thing, you know, but now I'm starting to get used to like you promoting yourself and doing, you know, doing those things. But Cisco, he's definitely always been about, you know, you got to strike while the iron's hot for sure.
I'm the shameless self-promoter.
He's definitely. Yeah.
I need this energy in 2021, Cisco. I need to learn this. I think I lean more into a Malik kind of vibe where I will rather be like in the corner hiding away. But then that's why I'm not on the poster. And that's why I'm not being promoted. Whereas if I had more Cisco energy, I would be, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, it may not translate on that film, but what you see now is people, producers, directors will see how hard you went in the paint for that last film that they really didn't promote you. Mm-hmm. And now the next film will be, and it could be somebody totally different. People are like, yo, he's an asset. You know what I mean?
Wow.
Like, we're not using this guy's fan base. We're not using this guy's talent, you know, because I mean, I've been the club promoter. I've been a casting director. I've been a photographer. So Malik's not lying. I got a lot of numbers in his phone. I got, you know, over 10,000. I'm not the guy who just deletes somebody because we get into it. You know what I mean? One day you're going to buy a ticket to my movie. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I do look at people who request to be a friend or stuff like that. But then on the flip side, I always say this could be a potential fan. So why not just hit confirm? You know, people a lot of times are like, ooh, well, you know, yeah, now I got to pick and choose who follows me and this and that. And that's a lot of work, you know. Mm-hmm. But when you post something, those are the first people on your wall or on your page saying, congratulations. Yo, I just bought your DVD. Oh, that was back in the day. I just bought your ticket. I just bootlegged your movie, you know. and now they're watching the podcast.
Oh, and just think, Taraji P. Henson, she wasn't promoted in Hustle and Flow, but what's his name? What's that guy's name? The guy, Montana. No, the other one with the blonde hair. You know, he does the thing. You know, Julie.
Are we talking about the same movie?
Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt loved her in that movie, and he put her in Benjamin Buttons. That is how we started seeing more of Taraji P. Henson. And then she was nominated after that.
So you guys were talking about star signs earlier on. I want to know if you believe in manifesting. Do you do that? Do you think? And like, so Malik, you were talking about like visualizing yourself. Do you guys do that? Is that a thing?
I guess it is. Yeah.
I mean, we don't do it together.
No.
but you know, let me take that back. We definitely, you know, have a lot of moments where we're uplifting each other and we probably don't even know that we're doing that. You know what I mean? You know, even if he calls me like, yeah, man, you know, you know what? You got to do this. Like the conversation we just had, like, yo, you got to do it yourself, man. Well, I'm not that way. You know what I mean? Yo, man, you got to do it. You have to do it right now. Everything is hot and forget them, you know, but when it comes to manifesting, hell yeah, you got to have your affirmations. You got to have your positive outlook. You got to have, you know, those goals and those dreams, and you got to repeat them, because the more you say them, the more they're going to happen. You know, the universe is working, and it took me a while. I used to always think everything was a coincidence. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. I just thought about you and you called me. That's crazy. Or I just thought about, you know, this and now I'm here. And then I started looking, you know, of course, there was that period where everybody was on The Secret. And I was on The Secret. I was watching The Secret probably like literally 2-3 times a day. I would just have it just on in my car. I would have it like even just on the TV while I'm just cleaning up or cooking. And even if it's just one little like, you know, piece of it that I catch that I take with me throughout my whole day, I started learning the law of attraction. You can really start doing that. It's not a coincidence. You can start doing that on your own. And I started doing it and it started just really just happening. I mean, I used to do it for like little stuff like, yo, I'm getting into this award show. You know what I mean? And I was like, yo, I'll be on my way down and I'm thinking like, man, okay, How am I doing this? And then boom, next thing you know, I'm in there. Next thing you know, I'm backstage. Next thing you know, I'm doing interviews on the red carpet. I'm like, yo, what, whoa. Like, but that's why you also got to be careful. You also got to be careful of what you ask for, because you'll get it. And you got to be specific. You can't just say, oh, I want a beautiful woman. You'll get a beautiful woman, but she'll be crazy. You know what I mean? You'd be like, I didn't ask for that part of her. You'd be like, well, you weren't specific, you know? And so, yeah, you got in a movie, but it's a porn. Nah, I'm joking. like you just have to be specific. You got to definitely put it out there into the universe. You know, to me, the universe is God, you know? So it's definitely God made the universe, but you put it there and it just starts working. Mm-hmm. And it's definitely going to come back to you sooner or later. And even if it doesn't happen immediately, but it will happen. It always does. And that's why you just got to put positive energy out there all the time, man. You know,
what's your sign, by the way?
I'm a Taurus, but I don't actually know what it means. I don't. I'm not very invested. Maybe I should look into it.
You know, Taurus are said to be. My nephew's a Taurus, and I've dated some Taurus. They're said to be very stubborn. They got a great hustle, though. They got a great hustle. They're very
because we're stubborn.
Right. But if you can, you know, sometimes when they be a little bit flexible, you know, they move further down the road. You know, it's just that when you're stubborn, you'd be like, nah, this bus looks like it's gonna break down. Okay, I'm getting on it. And then they're like, damn, I should have got on that bus.
That's exactly me. That's so crazy. That is me. I have taken a lot from this chat. Like, I have to tell you guys, I thought we were going to have fun, and I have had fun, but you have imparted so much wisdom. I think I'm really grateful that this was my first interview for 2021.
Ah, wow.
Oh, wow. That's dope. Yeah, we're happy it is, too.
I am ready, and I'm ready to manifest some great things. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me. What is coming up on the podcast in the next 2021?
We have Tom Sizemore coming, Glenn Plummer.
Mm-hmm. We got Tom Sizemore, Glenn Plummer. We have Bishop Lamont. We have
Dwayne Finley.
And then we got some guests, and those shows are being put together right now. Those are in post-production, and we got some other guests that I wish we could say who they were, but that have been expressing a lot of interest on, you know, hey, when the pandemic's over, you know, I want to be on the show. Because here's the crazy thing. It's like, well, we can just do a Zoom. And they're like, no. I want to come to the show.
The only reason we're doing the Zoom right now is because we couldn't get up the money to get out there. To
we couldn't afford the space suits to stay, you know, sanitized.
Next time we're there. Okay, just waiting on a residual check.
Pinky promised that next time it's in real life.
Really? Most definitely.
Did I say residual check? Residual check.
I heard
in the coffee cup. That's not coffee.
Hey, listen, I'm just minding my business.
But you know what? It's early out here. So, you know, I thought about it. Then I was like,
no, it's water. It's water.
There's nothing wrong with breakfast wine, guys. There's nothing wrong with breakfast wine.
Nothing wrong. But we definitely having a... you know, shout out to XOTV, you know, where we're looking forward to a really long and lucrative and successful, prosperous relationship with them. We love how they get behind their creators. Mm-hmm. You know, the fact that you actually know who the guys behind XOTV are. Opposed, like, I don't know who YouTube is.
No, we don't.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know Mr. Google. I don't right. I can't call nobody over there and say, hey, man, you know. We want to talk,
right?
But XOTV's been really really cool to us, and showing us a lot of love, you know. And hey, and you hooking us up to come here on the Joe and Danny show. Hey.
And shout out to the tattoo gang. Shout out to the tattoo gang, huh? Yeah.
I don't have any tattoos.
You don't have not even one, Cisco?
Nope.
Why?
Just the ones that God gave me. He started and then said, nope. Okay, that's just that's it.
I love yours, by the way.
Thank you so much.
What does this one say?
Oh, this is it's a chess piece. It's not, I'm not done yet. There's so much space. It's the motto from the Addams family. It's Mark Latin. We sic gorgiamus alos objectatus nung. We gladly feast upon those who would subdue us.
Wow. Nice.
Okay. You just didn't go in a tattoo shop and said,
that one.
I'll take a rose, a butterfly.
I want to eat something.
Sweetie bird.
I was watching the Addams Family and I was like, that is my energy. Yes, I will feast on you if you subdue me.
Love it.
Yes.
And salute to Star Wars. Salute to Star Wars.
Oh my God, I love you guys.
On the dark side.
I love you guys. Don't you just want to come here and come and visit for like ever?
We definitely gonna do that because we got some friends over in the UK, so we gotta come through.
Well, no, South Africa.
Oh, South Africa.
No, you know, Malik's. They're gonna be like, "Where's Malik?" I'll be like,
"It's your accent."
He's in the UK. You're like, why is he here? I'm like, I don't know. I mean, I'm here though. But let's
so are you from South Africa?
Born and bred, yes.
But you know what? South African. A white person from South Africa is called Africana. Is that correct? I want to be correct. I don't know. Or African.
So there are Afrikaans people that speak Afrikaans, but they're also English people. So I'm mixed. I'm English and Afrikaans. And my husband is English. But my mom is married to a Zulu man, so we also speak Zulu. My family is a mess.
Wow. Sounds like my family.
That's beautiful. But it's the accent. So I'm going back to hearing the accent and forget. Yeah, okay, got it. Johannesburg, we got to get down there.
Yeah, man, that's like a 17-hour flight, right?
Yeah, I think so. But Malik's going to be in Perth or the UK first.
Right.
I thought she was here.
Well, he's gonna have a 36-hour flight. I'll have a 17-hour flight.
Yo, I'm in London. Where you at?
Are you in a layover? No. Where you at? This ain't no. It's not a layover.
Right. We'll just sit and drink in the airport while we wait for him to be done.
Right. Oh no. Okay, we're gonna drink someplace else.
Shout out to Johannesburg and all the fine people down there. Shout out to the Joe and Danny show from Acting Up Podcast. You know, I'm Malik Barnhart. You know, this guy, Cisco Reyes, and we love you guys. And we wanna continue this bridge. We wanna work. We gotta get this out.
You know what's crazy? This is the first time Malik's ever ended a show and wrapped it up. And it's not even our show. I'm like, I try to get him to do that on our show, and he doesn't even do that. He just be like, all right, everybody, bye. Or he just starts rapping. And I'd be like, hold on. We have to like say our names and this and that. And now he's on point. But
thank you for ending my show. This was great. Bye.
Right. And then I was like, is she getting rid of us? It's like
she did, but you didn't hear it because you need to
Well, I was letting her do it in her way.
Bye.
Bye. Love you.
Remember, you can catch the full video on exotv.me, and you can meet us in kind of real life. Thanks to DJ Chuck for the music. You can catch him at www.chucksprosound.co.za. New episodes on Jackpod and ExoTV every Monday. Love you.